So we can just jump right in, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And just a very quick question before we do.
Yeah, sure.
Usually how I like to do it is to record these calls just so that we kind of have a record of everything.
And no, that's totally fine.
Oh. Our last name, of course, being Toad, just kind of playing around.
We like to keep it light, kind of keep it fun on these calls. So.
Oh, got it. Okay.
From National Public Broadcasting and WQRC New York, I'm Charlotte Dunn, and this is Conference Call. In late 2018, a prominent media mogul billionaire had a question that would later turn to an obsession. Could you create a new online platform that would marry two of the fastest growing industries in tech? A digital haven that blended the connectivity of social media with addictive, binge-worthy Hollywood productions, all without switching apps. And so, Widgie was born. But to get the service off the ground, the billionaire, our legal team has advised that we shouldn't give a name, even if you could probably guess, needed help. And he had his eye on someone in particular.
And when I thought about who I wanted to help me steer that ship, I looked no further than one of our industry's rising stars. Our secret weapon, and just a certified boss bitch. Please welcome Miss Julie Burke.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm really excited to work with you and move forward as a partnership now.
Now, you've probably heard a version of this story, but here are the bullet points. Widgie launches with 24 original short-form shows. Subscribers never materialize. The billionaire sinks more cash into the effort. Then Widgie faces backlash for harvesting users' personal data. Widgie becomes a laughingstock, and in November of 2019, is forced to declare bankruptcy.
Julie was making these meditative shows, these relaxing shows. I'll tell you what, I practice mindfulness. I cram my mind full of so many psychosexual thoughts that I black out often. And that made me a billionaire. You understand what I'm saying? Widgie could have been the future, but that barren witch tricked me. And I don't know her that well.
Julie Burke is left holding the bag for one of the most embarrassing corporate launch failures of all time. Her reputation damaged irrevocably. Also in 2018, a viral as-seen-on-TV product took America by storm. A double-decker dish-drying rack called Dish Jack that netted close to $30 million in sales. Dish Jack was the brainchild of two brothers, Jed and Joel Toad, or the Toad Bros, as they often asked to be called. After a slump in Dish Jack's sales, the Toads wanted to diversify, but they needed help. And that's when they started reading about Julie Burke. Eventually, curiosity got the better of me, and I reached out to Julie. I thought a conversation with her could shine a light on the roadblocks female executives and entrepreneurs face. We traded countless emails, and she told me about Widgie, her time at Google, some Harvard friends we had in common. I had no idea that Julie would have another story to tell. A story of incompetence, fraud, and betrayal. A story that I could experience for myself through hours of recorded phone calls, so I didn't have to take her word for it. This is the story of Julie Burke and the Toad Bros.
Welcome to Telelink Conference. Please enter your PIN. You are now joining the call with
the Toads!
And I actually thought to myself, what razor is he using? Because I don't think it's working.
No, Norelco's doing a lot of cool stuff with this smart charging technology.
This is Julie Burke.
Is that Julie?
Oh my gosh,
hey,
Julie!
Jules! We just got your email with the signed contract here, so I guess it's official. I guess we're partners.
Welcome
brilliant.
To LilyPad.
Thank you. Here we go.
How's the weather out in San Francisco, huh?
Oh, it's raining. It feels right at home.
I bet. I just loved coming out there and getting to see your part of town, and it was nice to be able to take you out to dinner and enjoy all that champagne.
Yes, so thank you again for that. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
I still can't believe you've never tried a bread bowl before until that night. That's crazy. I mean, have you been thinking about it ever since? Like, come on.
Yeah. I was, it was an exceptional way to eat soup. That's for sure. Where are you guys right now? Are you back home?
Yeah. Well, I'm up in Portland actually with my partner, Mateus.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I love Oregon.
Yeah. We're out in Maine actually, but, we got the trees here. So it's sort of same, but yeah, no, it's great.
Hey, Bentley. Shh. No bark! Bentley! No bark!
Seems like he's doing better.
Sorry, guys. I have this rescue from my ex-wife that I...
Right.
I'm stuck with the dog, but I did get to keep the condo. And that, you know, I've got a beautiful view of the Manhattan Bridge. So, you know, I guess it's worth it because even though she cheated on me, I did, because there was infidelity, I did get to keep our home. So, you know, silver linings. It's all about finding the silver linings.
That's beautiful. And, hey, Julie, you know, I know you didn't mention it at dinner, but, anything you want to tell us about your time at Widgie? Maybe like just the do's and don'ts of, so we don't, you know, become a failure like that.
I'd rather have the person coming off the giant fuck up trying to redeem themselves.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's
like Jesus. I mean, look, that's the story of Easter, and that's a beautiful, I mean, that looked, that tricked millions of people into believing that stuff. So, I mean, if we're able to just even capitalize on a little bit.
I am very excited to be joining your team
and
see what's next for you guys.
Yeah. We're just really excited to have you.
Dish Jack has been a phenomenal success.
30 million in sales.
Something pretty cool for a product that's not seen on Shark Tank.
You'll never see our episode on Shark Tank, Julie. Don't change your channel.
Sorry, I don't mean to sound bitter, Julie. It's just the producers of Shark Tank kept telling us the two dish racks nailed to each other is not an invention. Well, you know, I think millions of people disagree with that now, and I bet Lori Grenier is kicking herself.
You like to kick Mr. Wonderful.
I mean, I'm sure they regret it. But what was so great about the Dish Jack is that we were able to tap into the college scene.
Frat guys have been really great for us. And yeah, I mean, just the tragic mortgage crisis. You know, people had to downsize their homes, lose their dishwashers. Well, you know, hey, give the Dish Jack a try.
And that was great for customer acquisition. You know, so many people losing their homes. And we realized that we need to tap into a population like that. You know, we want to, you know, have something important. Something that moves us forward that really is going to have a niche at first and then can just do gangbusters in sales, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Brilliant. I mean, the success is phenomenal, really, in many surprising ways. But as we think about moving forward altogether, do you plan on staying in the home cleaning space? Is that something, clearly you're experts in the field?
I don't know if we're experts.
Yeah, I'd say hell no. I'm not really interested in being a janitor You know, we kind of did that.
Good point. We're not janitors. We see ourselves as Lilypad. You know, this is a tech company. This is we're looking at Mark. Right. We're looking at Elon. Right. We're looking at Jeff. You know, we're
even
looking
Tony
at those
Stark.
Guys.
You know, the guy who kind of inspired, you know, a lot of my tattoos. It's like I just love, you know, he changed the world. You know, within a fake world that isn't really real, but you know, the idea is there.
Yeah.
Sure.
But that's why we wanted to come get you, you know?
Do you know kind of what might be next if you've got such a clear idea of what you don't want to be or do? What do you want to do?
Yeah, no, that's a good question.
Yeah, really good question.
Right, so you don't...
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, okay. How about this? Okay. The other morning, I had to park on the street, and I had to scrape my windshield, and it was so dark that I couldn't see anything. What about like a scraper that has like an LED light? You can kind of scrape it, and you know, like see what you're doing in the dark. You know?
Yeah. So just to be your Are you guys in the moment thinking of this right now, or?
It's stuff I thought about. It's just stuff that, you know, haven't
Right.
Okay, how about this? OB Hive. Okay. OB Hive is you know, obviously besides the clever name, Behave, you know, is it's a play on. It's, you know, this is a it's a hidden security camera, okay? But it's in a real beehive. So any kind of burglars, thieves, they can't get to the security camera because of the bees, you know, sort of being the patrolman. You know, you're going to stick your hand in there, you're going to get stung pretty good. So, you know, this is a security camera that really can't be tampered with.
Right, because there are bees around it.
Inside the beehive.
Inside the beehive.
Live next to the
right,
camera.
Right, okay.
Yeah. You know, and it's pretty frightening, just a giant, you know, beehive. That helps anyway, deter any kind of criminal. So
I would suggest that it's a fairly triggering subject at the moment with the worldwide bee decline, that I don't know that would be an easy sell given
right.
the current climate.
Julie, thank you so much. You're really wise to point out climate change in that way. And as we're still researching what's really going on, it can't hurt to kind of pause on anything bee related.
You don't want to be seen that you're exploiting the bees, you know? And so I think it's more.
All right. Well, okay, that's fine.
Good point.
I hear you, bee wise.
Right.
But okay, so what
good
about
point.
Forget the bees?
Sure.
Forget the bees. We've been developing something that's honey based. That's like it's performance enhancing honey. Okay, so this is a protein powder infused. You know, like if we'd figure out sort of the recipe later, but some kind of honey that, you know, we don't need. Forget the bees. We'll just take the honey. Would that? Do you think? What
right,
do you think of
still
that?
Very connected to the bees with it being honey.
Got it. So for you, bees and honey are connected.
Very much so. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Hey, no bark, Bentley. No
Jesus.
Bark.
Oh.
Can you just turn it down? I'm just doing that audition on the tape.
Hey,
Mateus. Hi, Joel.
Julie, this
How
is my partner, Mateus. He's,
nice to
meet
you.
He's actually auditioning for kind of a cool thing.
I'm auditioning for this new Barbara Streisand biopic.
Which part are you auditioning for?
I'm actually going out for Barbara.
Wait, no, I thought they said they don't want anyone but a woman playing a woman.
Gender is a construct. And I will not be constricted in my art, okay? You're supporting me or you're not.
I'm just going off the email. I'm just going off what I saw in
the
email.
I went to the conservatory.
Okay.
This is my chance.
Sorry, guys. Can you close the door, babe? Love you. Sorry, guy. I'm going to put headphones in. Just give me one second. Fun.
Yep. Yeah.
But we're super. Okay. So we did like some of the honey stuff, or
I
lost my train of thought.
I think
possibly
we move away from the honey and the bees in general. If there's anything else you have, is there another burning maybe a patent or a trademark that you've acquired that is the reason for Lily Pad?
Well, we only have two patents. We have the dish jack, obviously,
right.
But the we have a utility and a design patent on the wing thing. I mean, that's
what is that?
It's two little grabbers, sort of keeps your fingers clean, keeps your face clean. It's a
yeah, it's like this new utensil, these like tong things that you can use to hold chicken wings, so you can eat them without, you know, getting so messy.
I actually have somebody that we could take this to.
Legitimate incredible.
Business contact. He was a couple years ahead of me in grad school, actually ended up owning several dozen Buffalo Wild Wing franchises. He has a lot
really?
Of money.
Amazing.
We knew each other a little
that would
bit.
Be perfect.
In the Stanford days. Yeah, if I mean, it would have to be a watertight patent.
Because
he wouldn't meet with us without anything else, but
we have it and,
okay.
And our patent's still good, so if you could set that up, I mean, if we could get in on the corporate level at Buffalo Wild Wings, that'd be incredible.
But I mean, it's, I don't know, is that something, do women even eat chicken wings anymore? I mean, I'm sensitive to, you know, this whole...
We don't want to be sexist. I mean, we don't want to assume women eat chicken wings, but do they, in your experience?
Women eat chicken wings, yeah.
Okay, well, see, so there you go, twice the market.
Absolutely.
Oh, and Joel, you know, the wing thing, this is something Shannon's always been, you know, a big, you know, advocate for, so...
Shannon is...
Well, Shannon.
Oh, sorry.
Who is Shannon?
That's our other partner.
Yeah.
Shannon was our original investor.
Shannon's kind of we're all equals, but she's a little more equal
she's it's the golden rule. She who has the gold makes the rules.
Right.
That's what
okay.
Shannon.
And she is aware of the 15%.
She's aware.
It's the 6 months consulting for a 15% equity stake in the company.
She's so excited to have you on the team. It's not. It's
she
don't
is.
Don't take
she
it.
She was very
wrong.
Excited.
Great. Okay. Well, perhaps I'll pencil in a date in the future, within these 6 months, to touch base with Shannon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great idea.
Absolutely. That's a very good idea.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds like we're all pretty gung-ho on the wing thing, Julie. If you want to just get us together on an email with your contact and we can kind of build from there.
Brilliant. So just one last little admin thing with that. When it comes to the email, what the one I have at the moment is...
That should work.
Should work, yeah.
Yeah, it is working. It's the jedjoelassist@toadhole.co. So I just
is
need
it,
the one.
Right, so is there, right. Are you typing .com by mistake or something?
You're not able to attach attachments or something?
Yeah, what's the what is the issue, just so we know, getting into our tech with our tech guy?
Yeah, the issue is it's Jed Joel Assist.
Got it.
As a partner, I just need my email to be my email, not the assistant email.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
well, that's
cool.
Fine.
Great.
It
no
makes
problem.
Her look
no
more
problem.
Important to, you know, who she's emailing and setting up the... It's
smoke and
really,
mirrors. I kind of like that. So, okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's smart.
We'll
all right,
get you,
well,
yeah.
Thanks so much, Julie. We'll get your new email on the books. And
right.
Yeah, thanks so much for everything.
You're welcome.
Mateus.
No more.
Parsing through 26 hours of phone calls like this was a challenge. They had me cringing, laughing, gagging, and pulling my hair out in utter disbelief. Which is a real condition, by the way, called trichotillomania, but one thing at a time. At the beginning of the journey, it seemed like there was not much amiss here. A couple of eccentric business guys bring in a young rock star that they hired when her stock was down. But it gets much deeper than that. Over the course of this series, I'll share the conversations that led to the animosity between Julie Burke and the Toad Brothers. And pay close attention, because it's very possible that at the end of this story, someone could wind up in jail. All this and more next time on Conference Call.
Conference Call is an original production of Paradiso Media, starring Elizabeth Henstridge as Julie Burke, Jeff Ward as Joel Toad, and Gregory Steese as Jed Toad. Guest starring Emma Roberts as Charlotte Dunn, Aaron Schroeder as Mateus, and Phil Matarese as the tech billionaire. This show was adapted from the Deezer original podcast Conf Call, created in French by Lorenzo Benedetti and Louis Dabussy. Conference Call was written and directed by Jeff Ward and Gregory Stees. It was produced by Molly O'Keefe, Jeff Ward, and Gregory Stees. Executive producers are Emmy Norris, Lorenzo Benedetti, Louis Dabussy, and Benoit Dunaigre. Associate producer is Brendan Galbraith. And post-production supervisor is Yael Evan-Orr. Editing and sound design by Gregory Stees. Mix and mastering by Sylvain Pierre at Coup Studio. Cover art by Stefania Sotile. This episode was released as part of the audio storytelling competition at the Tribeca Film Festival. Subscribe now to be the first to listen to future episodes dropping later this year. Thanks for listening.